What about, you might say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he...
What was wrong with him?
Okay. What do you call a place where people are buried?
Graveyard.
Or,
cemetery.
Uh-huh. And what about the box that people are buried in?
Coffin.
Mm-hmm. And the ceremony itself is the what?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And people at a funeral who are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
If somebody asked you on just an average day, how are you feeling? You'd say what?
Fine.
Okay. And if your wife's getting a little bit excited at night because the children are out late, you might tell her, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry.
If when people get older, their joints get stiff and aching, you say that you got a touch of what?
Arthritis.
Or? And this is a disease that you don't hear very much about anymore, but children died from it because their throat got swollen from blisters inside. Call it diphtheria. Uh-huh. What about a disease that causes your skin to turn yellow in your eyes?
Yellow jaundice. Uh-huh.
And if you get a very severe pain right about here, you say you're probably having an attack of...
Pancreatitis.
And what about if somebody ate something or drank something that didn't agree with him, he'd have to...
Vomit.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Throw up.
Anything other than vomit or throw up?
I don't say.
We're into a high level of conversation here.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. maybe puke?
Yeah.
There are all kinds of strange ones that I've run across that I've never heard of before. Well, I'd heard of barf before. Have you ever heard that? Somebody said, blow lunch. Well, we won't go any further with that. What about a person who had to do that? You'd say he's sick where?
Don't.
And talking about maybe one of your neighbors has heard some news and she got real excited about it, you might say, well, She had hardly gotten the news when she came right over.
Tell me about it.
Okay. What about if you invite somebody to come see you this evening and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if this person doesn't come? You'd say, well, now, if you don't come, I'll
be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Or if your wife and you tell this person, well, now, if you don't come, we...
Be disappointed or we go see you or something like that.
Okay. Have you ever, you know, some people say, well, we'll be glad to see you or we're glad to see you. Have you ever heard people use the word proud in that sense?
Yeah.
We're proud to have you or
yeah.
Proud to see
yeah.
You?
Yeah, I've used it myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house over and over again and the neighbors begin to think that he's serious about her, you'd say that he's doing what?
He's courting, I think he's getting married.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard courting called anything else?
Yeah, you call it sparking.
Sparking?
Yeah, okay.
And what do they call the boy? He's her...
Sweetheart. Mm-hmm.
And she's his...
Girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
And if the boy comes home and he's got lipstick on his collar, his little brother might see it and said, aha, you've been...
Kissing.
And what about if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want him, you'd say that she did what to him?
Turned him down.
Turned him down. But if she didn't turn him down, maybe they'll go ahead and get
married.
Uh-huh. What about, what do you call the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding?
This man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride?